Hello and welcome to Westerton Bowling Club. I am Hugh Keevans and I am joined here today by my friends. Yes, I do have two. And we are going to discuss the phenomenon that is the Old Firm. I have representing Rangers, Colin Craig, and representing Celtic, Vinnie McSherry. And we are all from the same part of Glasgow, all roughly the same age, which is old, and we go back a long way in terms of this fixture. It is a phenomenon, Colin, and let me start off by telling you, I get married on the day of an Old Firm game.
Oh, really?
14th of August, 1971, 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, Rangers were playing Celtic at Ibrox, and I had to send my best man out into the grounds of the church to ask the congregation if they would come in to see me getting married, because they were outside with transistor radios trying to find out the half-time report from Ibrox. That's what it's like.
Absolutely, back then. How else would you know?
Exactly.
You know, transistor radio, no mobile phones.
What's your first memory of the Old Firm?
Oh, Hugh, as a very young teenager, I remember making my way over to Hampden for the Scottish Cup final replay when Rangers were fortunate enough to win it with a Kai Johansson goal.
Oh.
And the memories of that are a mass of people marching back into Glasgow and making my way home to Drumchapel. How, I don't know. But vividly that sticks in my mind as the first Old Firm game of any note.
What about yourself, Vinnie?
Well, my father and his brother used to take us to games all the time, but none of them liked going to Rangers games. So I never got to a Rangers game until about 64, League Cup final. Rangers won.
Right. Well, Celtic didn't really come alive until 65 with Jock Steen.
That's right. So
that's why they never took
it. I remember Jim Baxter throwing the cup up in the air. I've always remembered that.
There's a character, Slim Jim.
Well, my first visit to an Old Firm game, Ibrox, and Baxter ran the show. He was just the man.
Class act. Yeah. But of course, the friendships then between the players, Jim Baxter, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
You'll see many photographs of them coming off the field at the end of play, roll it on to John Gregg and Billy McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
Great camaraderie. Mm-hmm. When you look back now, between those players, respect.
That's right.
Go for a drink after the game.
I think Paddy Crandon and Jim Baxter were
big
friends,
pals,
weren't they?
Big pals.
Well, there you are.
I knew Paddy well, and I told him that I was at your wedding, and he said, "You were at my wedding?" And I said, well, I used the term loosely, I was hanging on the railings of the church along with hundreds of other schoolboys when Paddy got married in Drumchapel.
Yeah.
Got a favourite goal?
Favourite goal, to choose one of the best must be the Peter Lovenkranz goal, not for the skill or the athleticism or anything like that, but the time of the game, Rangers won 3-2 in a thrilling final. I think Celtic were ahead twice, 1-0, 1-each, 2-1 Celtic, 2-each, and then virtually with the last, I was going to say kicking, but it was a header. I think Neil McCann out on the left came in and it was a looping header back over Rab Douglas. And it seemed to take forever and it dropped in the net. And I was fortunate enough to be in the main stand then. So I'd come on a wee bit in left end here, from the roundabout terraces and whatnot. And it dropped into the net and it was a bedlam. So from that point of view, that sticks in my memory.
If Colin's favourite is a Rangers winner, Vinnie, your favourite must be a Celtic one.
It's got to be.
When I was young,
I was a great Joe McBride fan.
I love Joe.
And through the years, even up to the modern times, of Henrik Larsson and stuff. But I went down, I ended up with two in the final. Murdo McLeod and 4-2.
Yeah.
10
men
won the league.
Yeah.
And
Monday night.
And Jimmy Johnson and 2-2 draw Ibrox. So.
Do you remember?
Jimmy wins it.
Remember Rangers 4, Celtic 4, Ibrox.
4-4 Ibrox.
3-1 Celtic.
Score the last goal.
3-1 Celtic. Mm-hmm. Then 4-3 Rangers.
Yeah.
All in the teeming rain, and then Murdo McLeod. The way Murdo tells it, he was basically standing a bit cumbernauld when he hit the ball. But it was a long-range, typical Murdo McLeod effort, made it 4-4, and there were still 20 minutes to play.
Was it?
And 4-all, yeah. I couldn't remember that detail. I do remember that.
That was one of the games that was really a great game to watch.
Aye.
It was a super game.
Absolutely.
And there's very few of them come about.
There was a bit of Ally McCoy's banter in that game with Roy Aiken.
There was.
But
I always remember that it was so great. And we get into the press room afterwards, and I thought, it's the best match I've ever seen involving Rangers or Celtic.
Yeah.
And I said that later on to Terry Butcher, I said, that was the day I thought tradition might have been broken and history been made. I thought somebody might have swapped jerseys. And he said, Hugh, don't be stupid. What about then and now? You know, people always say, it was better back then, Joe McBride, Peter Lovingcraft.
Absolutely.
But look at the marvellous players there are now. Do you buy into then and now?
Well, yes and no. If I can reflect back to the game I've just mentioned with Peter Lovingcraft, the players on display that day, if I can remember correctly, you had Henrik Larsson, Chris Sutton, Rangers had Ronald De Boer, Neil McCann, Lorenzo Amoruso. Now the players tend to come and go a wee bit more, I think. And you know, if you take my wife for example, she didn't know half the Rangers team now. Yeah. It was before she could parrot fashion with the rest of us. So there are differences, social differences as well. The playing for the jersey, in my view, has kind of gone out the window now. You know, you don't get the long-serving servants. I've got Callum McGregor, a fantastic player, by the way. So that's the differences that I see, Hugh, the perceived loyalty in fans to the players. Mm-hmm. Will they stay or will they just go for money elsewhere? Or will they say the right things when they arrive?
But were they better players back then, in your estimation? Or how does Kyogo rate alongside Joe McBride, for example?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. And it was a completely different game then, of course, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's everything was different. Kyogo was a super wee player, I think. Great vision and everything.
Yeah.
When it's on in here,
yes.
How badly do people take it?
To your face, not so badly. When they go into the toilet thereafter, then the true emotions come out. So I must say in this club it's very good, the split Rangers and Celtic, and of course Thistle fans as well and some other clubs. And the banter is quite good, and that's the way it should be. But you know, personally myself, I get quite disappointed when Rangers get beaten. As do Celtic fans, but it's kept in perspective.
Do you take it badly, Vinny?
Sometimes. When I was younger, I did. The depth of depression. you spoke about the Kai Johansson.
Yeah.
I remember that cup final very well. Yeah. I was really, really disappointed.
Celtic battered Rangers.
It's stuck in my mind, you know.
People can take it very, very seriously.
But that's the price you pay of being a football fan, the highs and the lows. And that's where I take my hat off to Partick Thistle fans who, being beaten, it's kind of the norm sometimes.
Just carry on,
and how close they got to promotion. Was it last year they went out up there? And when they looked, it was in their hands.
They tried to
lose the game. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes you've got to try and be the bigger person and, you know, be the football fan rather than the die in the wheel, but it'll never happen. Mm-hmm. It won't happen.
There used to be a Rangers end and a Celtic end. That's gone now. Mm-hmm. No away fans at Ibrox or Celtic Park.
Terrible.
Do you regret that?
I like nothing more than going to the Rangers Celtic game and you look to your right where I sat in the governed rear, the Sandy Jardine stand, and there was the Celtic fans. And you had a lot of time you had to take it when they went to Seville and the beach balls came on. It was tremendous, you know, but it gave it that atmosphere. Now I'm not so sure that it's the right thing to do.
You must have sat at Ibrox, Vinnie.
Well, many a time. I remember sitting, there was a passageway between us.
Just a passageway?
Aye. That was a foul.
Never a foul. No mounted police. No, just a passageway.
In fact, we knew a few blocks, a new female guy over Rangers guys. I'm sure we'll never know what you're doing. But that's
another change. It's all.
We'll never come back here, I don't think.
No.
The players that you see now on the Rangers side, Buckland in goal, for example.
Good example, good player.
Is the quality there? And how important is Clement in all of this?
Been a breath of fresh air to the Rangers Football Club. And I say that coming off the back of who was there before. Mm. I'm not going to go into Michael Beale's background or whatnot, but when Clement came in, he steadied the ship. And to me, the words that the man speaks, he's either well rehearses them or it comes natural. I like to think it comes natural. He's inherited a group of players that he has made better. He hasn't kind of thrown them under the bus by saying, I need better quality here. He probably knows he does, but he doesn't say these words. So he's lifted players, I think. And he's lifted the fans.
I know you have a particular regard for Walter Smith, the late, great Walter. Is Clement the man of stature and presence that Walter was?
Nobody will ever beat Walter in my eyes, but I would like to think that Clement has got the same traits And I go down to basic things like appearance, shirt and tie, freshly shaven, looks the part, articulate. He'll speak honestly on the game, as I think Walter always did. So you'll find it very hard for me to say that anybody's better than Walter. And that's just the way I am. But Clemence, yeah, I would certainly hope he can be the next nearest to Walter Smith.
He gives the impression that he runs the place from top to bottom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got that air of authority about him, that and he's confident in what he says. And I think he's good for the Scottish game, as was Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah.
I found him very refreshing as a Celtic manager. Again, I'll go back to what he said made sense. He didn't make catty remarks if we were in the wrong end of a 2-1 defeat or this and that. He, by saying nothing, he said it all.
I think when Ange had his first Celtic Rangers game, I remember he did a piece with an Australian radio station, and he said it was nothing he'd ever seen before.
Right.
So you can imagine how surprised he would be, an Australian, well, Greek-born Australian, coming to Glasgow via Japan, to walk into the Old Firm game must have been quite something.
Indeed, indeed. Some of the football they play under him is fantastic.
With style of play.
Fantastic to watch.
When Ange Postecoglou left, the great controversy began because Brendan Rodgers came back and not all of the fans wanted Brendan back.
Did
you want him back or not?
Well, when I looked at the candidates, those the names going forward, I thought Brendan was only one. It wasn't a gamble.
Yeah.
So I was happy to take him back.
Mm-hmm. Did you understand or did you not understand that the furore over Brendan coming back?
Oh, I know a few people have refused to go back. The Celtic pass is Brendan came.
Yeah.
One or two people. But I mean, it started off very well for us this season when we beat Aberdeen away, Rangers away.
What's it all about with the fans then? Because Brendan won trebles, he had his invincible season where Celtic didn't lose.
I know.
Why were they so upset that he left while a season was still in progress?
I think so. I think it was the timing of it. If he'd stayed to the end of the season and did what Angie did even, it would have been acceptable, I think.
How do you think he's doing this season? Because we're getting now to the decisive part of the season.
I think the players that were injured have affected them, the particular players. Like,
do you have a particular favourite in the team right now? Favourite player?
Right now? Not particularly, I should say. No, I wouldn't really say so. And apart from the big Carter Vickers, I think he's a stalwart. Consistent.
He is going to be vital to Celtic Sunday because when he is not in the defence looks shaky.
That's so right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Could it come down to Celtic's chances are improved immeasurably by Carter Vickers being there, and therefore Celtic's chances diminish because he's not there?
Right, well, I would worry going to Ibrox without him. Definitely worry. I think Rangers would probably beat us without him.
Yeah.
And
would you be delighted to
absolutely. Very much so. But then saying that, we are being striking hope, if that's the term, Hugh. Dessers can be anything.
Yeah.
You know, he can be magnificent, he can roll the ball in as if he's playing on the beach, and other times he gets the ball just starts his feet and it doesn't come off. But what I like about the guy is he'll come back for more. He kind of smiles and gets on with it. But the one player that I think, if he'd asked me, I wouldn't want to play against is Callum McGregor.
Yeah.
I think he does so much for Celtic in that midfield.
It's very important
role,
for us,
that any people in the Rangers team who think in the midfield that they're up to, to me, Callum McGregor's the yardstick.
The two games that the clubs have had this season, Celtic had a slightly weakened side that went to Ibrox and they won. Kyogo scoring the only goal of the game, and it was an amazing turnaround. Probably the beginning of the end for Michael Beale.
Were
you taken aback by what happened
that day? Well, taken aback, because I actually thought this is the one chance that we could and should win. And we didn't. And credit to Celtic for going to Ibrox and getting that result. And as you say, Michael Beale was there then, and no excuses. They just didn't win. You know, you could talk up any score for this and that. At the end of the day, what was the score? And it went in favour of Celtic.
And then the second one?
Well, I didn't expect to win that game, I but it was a great bonus. I expected to win at Celtic Park, with a big crowd behind us and all that.
Big controversy that day, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if it had gone in Rangers' favour and they had reviewed it, it wouldn't have been a goal anyhow. But the controversy in the west of Scotland spun off because who was in charge of VAR didn't ask for a second look or a first look even at the Alistair Johnson handball.
Do you believe, do both of you believe referees can be biased in Old Firm matches in favour of one side or the other?
I find it very hard to believe that, Hugh, because these guys are professionals. They go out there like any player, wanting to do their best. Supervisors in the stand watching them, millions watching on television. So how can you possibly contrive to make a devious, if that's the term, bad decision or a wrong decision in favour of either Rangers or Celtic? So the answer to that is 100%. No.
I mean, Philippe Coulon, that's another thing that I respect him for. He has said, specifically, he doesn't believe that Willie Collum, for example, is anti-Rangers and pro-Celtic. And he actually went as far as to say, if I thought that referees were biased in favour of one club over another, I would quit.
And that's a very good example. When I should have thrown that in when you were asking me previously about Philippe Clement. That's a gem of a statement in my book. To put that out there as to what Rangers Football Club are saying about referees.
What about you, Vinny? Do you believe that referees can throw the occasional dodgy decision in?
No, I don't think they're biased. I just think they're no very good referees.
And then we come to the other great thing. Do you fear that Sunday's match at Ibrox might be decided on a bad VAR decision?
No, there's always is that fear, but you just hope not. Because VAR's another debate totally, isn't it, out with this. It's good in many things, but you would hate to see it being decided on one of those handballs that we all know and see the players looking that way, and the ball hits them there, so it's a penalty, or an offside by a toe, and you know.
Brendan Rodgers went so far as to say referees were incompetent.
Incompetent. So, if they're not incompetent, what are they?
Not very good at handling VAR.
An honest mistake.
VAR's new to them. Learning the controls. You're moving from a manual up to an automatic, or you know, you're moving from a slower car to a faster car. You need to pick up quick. How much you don't get experience on it, and like you do as a referee coming through the ranks, you don't go and do VAR at Drumchapel United in Auchinleck, and then we move you up. You're right in at the deep end.
I have this theory that if Jock Stein was still the Celtic manager and Willie Waddle was still the Rangers manager, they would rather chuck it than have VAR.
Oh yeah, oh, definitely.
I'm with you on that, Hugh.
I'd agree with that. Yeah,
yeah, because it's not the game that they knew and grew up with. But life is changing. That's where I've got to bookmark myself and think it's got its progress. And other, it's not just Scotland that's doing VAR, obviously. So you either join in or you don't.
They're not happy in England with it either, are they? The English aren't happy. I don't think anybody's happy with it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been a failure. Mm-hmm. So why carry on with a failure?
On Sunday, if Rangers win, how will you celebrate?
I might have an extra Kit Kat here. My wife and I might go to the Shanaz. I don't celebrate as such. What I do, if it happens on Sunday and Rangers do win, I will look forward to going to my walking football session on Monday and meeting all my Vinny type chums. And it's the bragging rights.
Yeah.
Now stay in my bed.
Well, let me tell you, the one and only time I ever saw my father take my mother out was because the result of an Old Firm game had gone his way to the cup final. The one and only time he ever took her out.
Is that right?
As the great Glasgow expression has it, he loved her so much he nearly told her.
And what game was that?
This is way, way, way back. This is 1957. Oh, October. Put the lights on. 1957. Yeah. Do you remember the score, Vinny?
I do very well, yes.
I was a 7-year-old.
I don't remember the game, though. I don't
know.
Well,
I was only eight, seven or eight.
I was 8 years old, and I wondered where they were going because I'd never seen them take her out anyway.
7-1.
Yeah. But it's remarkable that, the one thing that never changes, the grip that this fixture has on people.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good. It's part of your tradition and your...
My claim to fame is my mother had two cousins played for Celtic, Billy and John McPhail.
Yeah.
Right? Billy McPhail scored a hat-trick in that game.
Right? They're your cousins?
That's my mum's cousin.
Your mum's cousin, sorry.
That's my claim to fame.
Yeah.
You're living history, Vinny.
Other than being altar boy at Pat Cairn's wedding. You missed your chance to say that to you.
So you were at Pat Cairn's wedding?
Well, it wasn't there, no. We were,
did you miss out in the draw?
We were all altar boys, and word went around that Paddy Cairn was getting married here, all, so that was it. World War III. Coat hangers at the ready. But she brought, his wife brought her own. To
failed the test.
So none of us got it. he was a schoolboy's hero at the time, of course.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the big question. Who's going to win on Sunday?
Oh. Well, if you put me in the spot, Hugh, I would go Rangers 2, Celtic 1.
Right. Vinny?
I'm worried. I'm a bit concerned, actually. I believe these games go kind of back and forward, roundabouts and swings. And if we were to win, that'd be three games in a row, Celtic win. I don't see that happening.
Score.
So I'll take a draw. 1-1.
If Rangers won 2-1, would that be the league done and dusted?
Never. No. I've been around too long, Hugh, to have that idea. It would certainly be a long way towards it. But I'm sure Clements, the first thing he would do out of his mouth would be, it's only 3 points.
Yeah.
Because there's still a game at Celtic Park to come.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I wouldn't think it'd be all over even if Rangers win it. No.
Well,
not conceding.
It's a lot of it's about luck in the day, let's be honest. You know, a ball can hit the bar and go in, hit the bar and go out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the Celtic fans would not deny that they were under tremendous pressure at Ibrox, and Kyogo's goal came out of the blue, terrific strike from long range. Thereby proving that anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Sunday is the big picture.
The big picture.
If I come in here afterwards, will I get a free drink?
Your red wine's in there, ready for you. You'd be more than welcome to come in here on Sunday.
Gentlemen, been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Thank you. You and I will have a coffee on Monday morning, irrespective of the result.